Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm almost just content saying the Astros are going to be the two seed in the American League, because I keep thinking the Yankees are going to, you know, have a tailspin, you know, run where they just finally start to realize, oh, we don't have any of our players, and they lose a bunch in a row. But they're not. They just don't. They keep winning and keep winning and keep winning. So I'm just under the assumption now the Yankees they'll have home field advantage. And if the Astros are going to win, they're going to have to win an extra game in New York. And that's not the end of the world either.
I don't know. I'm still not willing to say that they can't wind up with the best record, but
they can. But I'm not like worrying about that at this point. I'm not saying, oh, it's a big deal if they do. It's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The last couple seasons, when the offensive line has been bad and they haven't really done anything to address it, it's been frustrating. But this year, they like made a conscious effort to address it. They used two draft picks, and they still apparently are going to be a bad offensive line. That's bad.
And that's the thing. I mean, the stuff they're doing off the field makes you really wonder if they know what they're doing on the field.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
We're back on the Blitz Hour number 3.
I looked into some, a little bit of Ben Shapiro, why he was trending.
Yeah.
And the reason Ben Shapiro is currently trending is apparently today he said on his radio show, if you have to work more than one job to have a roof over your head or food on the table, you probably shouldn't have taken the job that's not paying you enough. That'd be a you problem. So when people are asking for working wages or like fair working wages, that's his response, is maybe you shouldn't have taken that job that you have to, if you can't afford to feed your family on one job, maybe you shouldn't have taken that job.
That's a you problem.
Okay.
That's an interesting hill to die on, Ben Shapiro.
Yeah. As somebody who's had to work two jobs before.
I mean,
how
many public school teachers make enough money to support a whole family, to buy a house and to support two kids?
That's why so many teachers are on that sugar daddy site.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's a viable second job.
Yeah. Okay. That's one way of looking at things. Man, I finally had the blocker. I finally had to block Natalie at SeatGeek from my email.
Why?
Well, 2 years ago I bought Blackhawks tickets through SeatGeek, and now I get Chicago White Sox at Angels tickets. I mean, everything from Chicago now, because I bought one pair of freaking tickets while I was out of town for a Blackhawks game. Can I get a shame bell for that, please?
Yeah.
Natalie, it's SeatGeek.
No, I get them for Kansas City.
No, you can't help me, Natalie.
Edwin says Ben Shapiro's an entitled Rick. That's possible.
I don't know enough about him to comment. So
what I know about him is he was heavy in camp Ted Cruz should be president. So you know how I feel about him.
So you don't like Ted Cruz?
Listen, I don't like most politicians. I don't like Ted Cruz. How about that?
But he was a fine actor in college. Didn't you see any of that?
When he was in the film, the David Fincher film Zodiac.
Yeah. That one. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. 713-780-ESPN. Can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page.
Also, Ben Shapiro, to his credit, he is 5'6".
Oh,
so
okay.
Apparently that his life isn't easy either.
Well, when you're, you know, all I have to say is if you're that short, then, you know, maybe you should not accept the parents you have.
Maybe, yeah.
You know,
why'd you take those jeans?
Go get better parents.
why'd you take that DNA?
All right. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message if Aaron likes it. He'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You can also hit us up on Twitch. And that's growing quite a bit. We're getting a lot more viewers on Twitch. So you guys jump on there and check it out. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, should be on podcastarena.com, but not making any promises. And it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds you want to talk some NFL here?
I do want to talk some NFL, and I've got a list of, well, it basically ranks the backup NFL quarterbacks.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw this at you in the most direct way possible. A.J. McCarron is the backup quarterback for the Houston Texans. Where do you think he ranks on this list, 1 through 32?
Well, it's a Texan, so it'll be 16.
Correct. Congratulations.
But I would rank him higher than that. But I've always been a little higher on him than a lot of people.
I'm with you, yeah. We'll start at the bottom, I suppose. Start at the bottom, now we hear. Gardner Minshew of the Jags, horrible.
Yeah.
Sean Mannion of the Vikings,
worse.
Horrible.
Those guys are garbage if they're your backups.
What about Drew Locke, 30, in Denver?
It's hard to tell. I mean, we don't know. I don't think he's going to be very good, but maybe I'm wrong.
Boy, this is a bad one. Number 29, Arizona, Brett Hundley.
That's pretty bad.
If Kyler's not great right away, they're screwed.
Yeah, well, and there's a good chance of that.
Brett Hundley was so bad that he couldn't beat out DeShone Kizer for the backup job in Green Bay.
I'm going to tell you something.
And DeShone Kizer sucks. Paxton Lynch, Seattle.
I think he's going to be better than
that. You were high on
him. I've always been high on him. I think Seattle's a good fit for him. But you know what? In Seattle, you never play.
That's true.
Russell Wilson never gets hurt.
Number 27, Danny Jones, the New York Football Giants.
Again, that's an incomplete. There's no way to know.
Number 26, Jeff Driskel, the Bengals.
That's pretty bad.
Number 25, I'll say this one is not good. Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah.
He's at number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a guy that Texans fans will be familiar with. Number 24, Thomas Savage of the Detroit Lions.
He should be lower than that.
I would think so, too. But, I mean, how many of those names?
Everybody you mentioned so far is either garbage or hasn't played a down.
Yeah. Savage, he started 7 football games. So that's good. The problem is he was really bad in all of those games. The good news is, much like you were talking about Russell Wilson, Matt Stafford doesn't miss games. That dude just plays. So that's okay.
Right.
They've got DeShone Kizer, number 23. In Green Bay. They've got Drew Stanton, number 22, in Cleveland.
Okay.
Mason Rudolph, 21, in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Here's another guy that was once highly touted. Number 20, Tampa, Blaine Gabbert.
As a backup, I'm fine with Blaine Gabbert. I don't think he's good.
So too.
But a guy, if he has to play a couple games, I think he can win one of them for you. Okay, that's not awful.
Number 19, Nate Sudfeld of the Eagles.
Feels a little high to me.
18, Mike.
Plus, he's hurt.
Mike Glennon of the Raiders. Yeah, I guess so. It means Cody Kessler is going to be the guy now at number two.
Which I don't hate Cody Kessler either.
I don't either.
Mike Glennon. I watched Hard Knocks last night, and I regret it because I just didn't enjoy it at all. I thought it was pretty bad.
I haven't watched it
yet. Mike Glennon threw a really bad interception and was getting bitched at, and I think he hurt his hand, too, at the end of it.
Number 17, great news if the Cowboys don't sign Dak. Cooper Rush, number 17
on
the list.
How is he 17?
I have no idea.
He's barely
thrown 3 regular season passes.
I know. There's no way of knowing. And really, he's better than Blaine Gabbert? Okay.
It's a really odd choice. Number 16, McCarron. Number 15, Matt Barkley of the lowly Buffalo Bills.
Okay, I'll take McCarron over Barkley. Since we're playing this game now.
Yeah, so his problem, he played a lot with the Bears a couple years ago, started a lot of games, and he actually, there was some positives, but he is a turnover machine.
Yeah, and doesn't have the strongest arm either, tries to force passes a lot. I'll take A.J. McCarron over Matt Barkley.
Number 14, another guy the Texans may be familiar with, and I might go with too low on this list, Matthew Schaub.
It's hard to say because we haven't seen him since he was a pick six machine.
No, but I mean, would you take him or number 13, Trevor Siemian?
I mean, to me, I don't know what Matt Schaub is anymore. It's hard for me to judge.
Do you know what number 12, Bob Griffin III is?
He's too high. I'll still have McCarron over all these guys, by the way.
Number 11, Josh Rosen.
Again, how do you know?
I don't know.
I mean, based on what we saw last year.
Sucked last year.
Yeah.
Number 10, Nick Mullins of the 49ers.
Okay. Feels high, but
I mean, he played a lot last year, obviously, with Garoppolo injured. 8 starts. He's got some experience. I don't think he's horrible.
You don't want any of these guys playing more than one or two games, though.
Number 9, career backup, Chase Daniel.
I like
you
him.
You can do worse.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think for a backup quarterback, he's terrific.
What about this guy as a backup quarterback? Number 8, Blake Bortles with the Rams.
Interesting that he's with the Rams because everything McVay touches turns to gold.
Right.
I don't mind him as a backup. I think especially getting a chance to work with a real coach, that he might turn him into something.
Bortles and there's a couple guys. These guys, as you get closer to the top, have more starting experience, including this guy who I hated as a starter, but I would love to have him as my backup, Tyrod Taylor with the Chargers.
I agree 100%.
Number 6, Chad Henne, 53 career starts. Not good.
No, but it's a little high for me. For him. I think there's some other guys I'd rather have.
But he does have Andy Reid, which probably helps.
Yeah.
Number 5, your boy, who I don't know if he's going to be the backup, Case Keenum.
Well, from everything I've been reading, looks like McCoy is the favorite to win the job. So he
okay.
would be the
so
backup.
He would be the backup.
I could see him getting...
See, I read something today that Case Keenum might be the starter.
He might wind up being the starter, but Barrett may still start. So
either way, to me, Case Keenum, Colt McCoy, whichever one of those guys you've got... That's one of the better backups in the league.
Agreed.
You've got one of the worst starters in the league, but you've got one of the best backups in the league because both those guys are like really solid level backup quarterbacks in my mind.
Keenum's proven he can win games with the right team and the right coaching, and I think McCoy kind of has too. So, yeah.
Number 4, I know you're high on this guy, Ted Bridgewater.
Teddy B.
What do we know about him at this point?
We know that the Saints thought enough of him to bring him back. After last season, I think that says a lot because they could have easily just said, all right, this didn't work out. Let's go find somebody else to be a backup. And, you know, he's getting far enough removed from that knee injury. And again, you don't expect him to have to play because Drew Brees, you know, doesn't get hurt since he was a free agent.
Right.
But I like Theodore quite a bit.
How many former Texans starters are on this list?
Brian Hoyer probably pretty high on the list.
Brian Hoyer, number 4.
Yeah, I think that's about
number
right.
Number 3, excuse me.
He's a guy that, as a backup, you don't mind having.
I'm with you. Number 2, probably the guy that I would have at number 1 on this list, my boy Jacoby Brissett.
He's not bad. He may get a chance to play here, too.
He wasn't great as a starter, and obviously, I mean, that team was pretty bad in 2017, like, around him, but the team's gotten a lot better around him. And
we may find out here.
We might find out. I like him. I like what I've seen from him. He's a pretty accurate dude. He can move really well. He's not and specifically for the offense that they run with Andrew Luck, he's not a bad replacement. I mean, he's not Andrew Luck, but he ain't bad. They've got number 1 guy with another guy with a ton of starting experience, Ryan Tannehill. With the Titans.
That's
a guy who might have to play a lot this year.
Well, and that's going to be interesting to see if that actually turns into a quarterback competition if Mariota doesn't get off to a good start.
Sadly to say, I think Ryan Tannehill and Marcus Mariota may be the same dynamic as Colt McCoy, Case Keenum. Whoever's the starter is one of the worst starters in the league. Whoever's the backup is one of the best backups in the league.
I think if you gave me a choice, I could pick any one of those guys on that list to be my backup quarterback. I think I'd take Tyrod Taylor.
He's high on my list. I think I take Jacoby Brissett number 1. Boy, Case Keenum's tough to pass.
Yeah,
on to.
he is too. And I still think there's some upside with Tannehill.
Yeah,
but I would take those other guys first.
I still think there's some upside with Blake Bortles.
Yeah,
if he can just figure out how to take care of the ball,
he's in the right place for that.
Yeah,
that's the thing. You might. And you probably won't see him, but if you do, I'm not going to be shocked if he plays better.
How many of these guys have quarterbacked a team to an AFC championship game? I don't know. I don't think there's another one on that list.
Keenum got him to an NFC championship game.
Okay, yeah.
So, all right. I have to tell you about Lightstream. And if you've got credit card bills, you get them every month. There's different pay dates on them. And multiple due dates, multiple payments. Wouldn't it be easier to just have one payment at a lower rate and save a bunch of money? That's what you can do with Lightstream. You can get a credit card consolidation loan with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what they deliver. Your credit card interest rate, usually over 19% APR. That's a lot more than 5.95%. The rate is fixed. It never goes up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. So if you've got a lot of money on your credit cards, here's a way to save a bunch of cash. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. The online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. Just for the Blitzers, apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/FRED. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Can we talk about spoilers a little bit?
Yeah, like when you leave the milk out?
No,
not that thing on the car?
And Coleman milk doesn't spoil.
I've never understood a spoiler on a car. I don't know what that's for.
Yeah, okay.
Does it make you go faster or just look faster? I don't know.
It's just supposed to look cool.
I think it's supposed to help with drag, but...
In the words of Fred,
Well, yeah, it's going to be a little more from the back of the throat. No, I'm talking about spoilers of TV shows, which we do here. Because we've had people complain when we do spoiler stuff. So... somebody actually went and did a poll on when...
poll.
You just turn everything into that, don't you? P-O-L-L.
Oh, okay.
Not stripper poll, not penis poll. They surveyed people. Are you happy?
All right.
And here's some of the things that have come up in this. 52% of people have seen spoilers online. That seems like a low number to me. Because if you're online... and somebody's tweeting out about something, you're going to see it. This doesn't surprise me. 34% of people have fallen out with a friend, family member, or colleague for sharing a spoiler.
Damn. So, serious business.
8% of people have posted spoilers online. Okay, you guys sort of suck. Here's what people do to avoid spoilers. 46% avoid going on social media.
Okay, that's a smart move.
30%. Avoid talking to a friend, family member, or colleague. 18% avoid talking in like a group.
How many percent avoid listening to our show?
Well, it doesn't say. I think we're kind of in that 15 to 18% where they avoided a certain group.
Okay.
So that would be
we're in that group.
So here's when it tells you is the best time to talk to discuss spoilers. They say... after a TV show airs, you should wait 33 hours.
33. Okay.
Which would not really work for us because we're not on, like when we were doing Game of Thrones, if we waited 33 hours, we'd have to do it in the middle of the morning.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
No, so that's not happening. But we do warn people whenever we do this. Here's one that I think is kind of interesting, especially in light of the fact that both Aaron and I have watched The Boys and you haven't. They say you need to wait 10 days after a film is released before discussing spoilers. I kind of feel like that 10 days should work for like when Netflix drops something. You should have 10 days to be able to watch it.
Boy, that's a long time. I mean, especially something
like... but not everybody can take all day Saturday and watch a whole thing like...
true.
Like I do.
That's true. But like when Avengers comes out, 10 days?
Well, what did we wound up
we
doing...
we gave them a week.
Well, it wasn't a week, actually. It was a week from when I saw it. Because I went to the media screening.
Oh, okay.
We did it on the Tuesday after opening weekend, but we warned people for 2 days
right
when it was going to be. So I that was 8 days. It was 7 days. It was a week. I think that's okay. And we're talking about the most anticipated movie in years.
Yeah, it's big.
So 10 days for like Netflix and stuff. How long did it take you to watch The Boys? It was like 4 days, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is what annoys me is I don't like the way that streaming services just drop everything at once. I like the once a week
thing. No, I like it better the way they do it now.
I've come around.
I'm spoiled on that. I don't want them to. I mean, I want it all now.
Like, because I'll be honest, I get kind of bored with like Yellowstone and Animal Kingdom having to wait a week, and I forget what happened.
Is Yellowstone over yet?
No, it's got like three more.
Okay, because I've got them all recorded on my DVR. What would you say I should watch first if I was going to binge one? The Boys or Yellowstone?
The Boys.
Okay.
The Boys is way better. I mean, Yellowstone's good, don't get me wrong.
Even though I've already got some invested.
Just trust me on this one.
Okay.
I think it's right up your alley. And it's also, I can't wait to watch it so we can all talk about it. I can actually involve Aaron.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's funny, though, because, like, the same guy did Preacher, and I love Preacher right up until the season ender of season one.
I did, too. And I was like, I'm done with this show. I haven't watched another episode since.
And I'm in season three now because it's the last one, and I'm just like, why am I still on this? This is so bad. So I hope that doesn't happen to The Boys. I really do. But for season one, it's one of the best things I've seen in a while.
All right.
But I kind of agree with you. I've gotten to where I don't want to wait a week. And I get you have to wait a year, but guess what? You wait a year anyway. We waited 2 years for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So I'm totally cool with the whole when they drop it. And then that way I can watch it. You know, if I want to watch a bunch of them in a row, I will.
I like that, too. I want to be able to watch it on my schedule.
And, well, it depends, though. Now, with only 8 episodes, like with The Boys, that's great. Eight episodes, 1 hour each. That's a weekend commitment for the most part. So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, living life with the name Kenny and enduring endless South Park references from people thinking they're being original.
Yeah.
There are no free rides when it comes to names. Just own it and roll with it and don't be a wuss. It is funny when people's names in oh, I've never heard that one before. So.
Right, said Fred.
Yeah.
Drop dead Fred.
I
still love that movie.
Fred Flintstone, yeah. So we said, damn, did I already miss the Fredo segment? No, we will get to that today. We have to get to that today. So he says, just curious, how many NFL starting quarterbacks would you take McCarron over? That's hard to say. I just think at this point he's a really good backup option.
Yeah, I'd have to go through it. My guess is zero.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Robert, what are the odds the 8% who posted spoilers also recline their seats on an airplane? Ding, ding, ding. Not only that, you know. And then 281 asked me if I watched Animal Kingdom last night. I have not seen last night yet. I'm totally caught up on that, totally caught up on Preacher, totally caught up on Yellowstone, except for last night's, and then I'll have to watch Yellowstone tonight.
Just went through the list. The answer is zero.
Okay. So.
Sorry.
Well,
who's starting in Miami? Is that?
It sounds like Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I guess for 1 year, I'd take Fitzpatrick over McCarron. I always thought that A.J. McCarron would basically be Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, well, that's what I always said Case Keenum could be.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he has been. 346 started watching Preacher and immediately saw a dinosaur eating poop. Oh yeah, that the first episode. That's
ridiculous.
It just looks so silly. I'm thinking, do I really want to invest in this? And I have to say, so far, I guess I'm 3 episodes in. It's been terrible, and it's just the last season, so I'm gonna roll with it. But I'll tell you what, I did start watching. Also, another one on the advice of the listeners is that Letterkenny. That show's hilarious. It's just dumb, but it's really funny. And I didn't have Hulu. And so somebody told the wife about it because it's based in Canada, but it's one of those that it could be based anywhere.
What's it called?
Letterkenny. It's just silly. It's just a bunch of silly drunk Canadians.
I don't like comedies anymore. I used to love it.
I'm not big on them as much.
I don't use my time on them anymore.
But and I'll get bored with it. Because Archer, I finally got bored with. And even Always Sunny, I kind of get bored with. It's like if I miss an episode, no big deal. So I'm sure this will be the same way. But right now, it's funny to me. You know what's not funny? Winning money.
No, I mean it's fun.
Yeah.
But not funny, ha ha.
No.
Not funny like a clown.
No.
But it's funny like, man, this is great.
How'd you like to clown on some other people in fantasy football? That's what you can do on draft.com. And guys, if you want to join the biggest NFL season-long tournament ever, I mean the biggest ever, if you love fantasy football, then you need to enter the $3.5 million best ball championship on draft. That's right, $3.5 million in real money. And this is awesome. It's season long, but with no management, you just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup. And I've been doing this with my baseball team all year. And the great thing is I never have to worry about, oh, darn, I forgot to set my lineup today. You automatically get the best scores. No salary caps. And here's the other thing. A lot of these sites, you may go and do a bid league and get your team together, and you got this great team, and you think you're going to win, and then four other people have the same team. That doesn't happen on draft because you play in a real live snake draft, just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. There's no better place to play than on draft, and you can draft a team anytime you want. You want to get in on baseball tonight? I got a thing here. The golf tournament's starting. You can get in on that. But football's coming, and for a limited time only, you can get a free entry into the best ball championship when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right, a free shot at $1 million. Who couldn't use $1 million? All you have to do is use my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com. Come play free with promo code FRED.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, this show's almost over.
Almost done.
I had two stories I wanted to get to.
After 7, you can take the rest of the day off.
You think?
To prepare for the party.
Party tomorrow. It's 2 already. Okay. I don't know if I should get into this or not, but I just wanted to address it really quickly because I think people are being too thirsty for attention in certain situations. And I'm going to give you an example. Are you familiar with Jenna Lane, who is an ESPN sideline reporter?
No.
I am not either. Never heard of her.
Well, I'm sure she's beautiful. No?
Well, I've heard of her now because she tweeted out, "I rarely speak on this stuff, but today I'm making an exception. It's never okay to come up behind a female reporter or any woman, brush her on the head, and say, 'Hey, sexy.'"
What?
"A fan," parentheses, "didn't see his face, did this while I was kneeling on the sideline about 20 minutes ago." And then, of course, she gets all this response, and they write stories about it and everything else. If somebody comes up from behind you and touches you, how are you not seeing his face? Do you not get up and say, "What the hell are you doing?" I mean, wouldn't that have solved it? How about team security? This guy touched my hair.
Does this sound like if there's no proof, does this sound like a Jussie Smollett situation?
It strikes me as
she's looking for attention, and I mean,
I'm not saying that she might be telling the truth. It might be the truth, and maybe there's a perfectly good reason. And I've been on the sidelines when there's been a lot of people there, and if somebody bumps you from behind, maybe you can't see who it is. But why are you not standing up and saying, "Hey, you can't do this"? What do you think you're doing? Or asking the people behind you, "Hey, who did that?" I mean, isn't that how you should deal with it rather than let's go public?
I would think.
I think this just doesn't pass the smell test. That's all. Because now I know who this person is, and I wouldn't have otherwise.
Do you think it's just a chance for her to say that someone thought she was beautiful?
Man, I don't want to. Sexy, not beautiful.
Oh, sorry.
All right, can we talk about Fredo?
Let's talk about him.
Because
yeah, we didn't get to him yesterday. I don't know why we didn't get to him yesterday.
I know. Listen,
you know who? I mean, this isn't the only guy losing his mind. Like, he's like the bagel guy. You know the bagel guy? He's going to do celebrity boxing. You know he's going to box? Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, geez. Does that guy still do steroids? He'll crush him.
I don't know. But Lenny Dykstra is going to crush the bagel boss. But the bagel boss thinks he's been training for like 2 weeks. So he thinks he can fight.
Oh, he's there. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that's going to go. And Lenny Dykstra has no teeth.
Oh, he's all methed, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Meth and, he's like, and roided.
Well, I think he gets like those gas station sex pills.
Yeah.
That's like his thing. And I think he's extremely horned up. If you ever follow him on Twitter, I mean, he's out there.
Yeah, I'll pass, thanks.
Yeah, but he's going to fight the bagel boss. But Chris Cuomo, I'm not Italian. I don't know if it's offensive or not to call somebody Fredo.
It's not offensive.
It's definitely not the N-word.
No, it's not. Now, it might be offensive personally to be called a Fredo, but it's not an Italian thing. That's just dumb. And I heard Granato mention that too. And Granato, very Italian.
Very.
Does not find that word offensive. And actually, people call me Fredo sometimes. Am I offended by it? No. Does that mean I'm the idiot brother that got passed over in The Godfather? No. You know what? I mean, now I will defend him on one thing. I do think the guy was kind of being a jerk, and his family was there, and you should at some. I mean, you've talked about this before. Sometimes people just act like a-holes and realize there's not going to be any repercussions.
Right.
But this is like guy pulling a knife and then you shooting him with a rocket launcher. This is way overreacting.
And I'll be honest, he's lucky he didn't get his ass beat.
Yeah. There's a lot of do you know who I am in there kind of stuff. And, you know, I would just, and again, this is another guy. I don't know who the hell Chris Cuomo is. I didn't know until this story broke. Yeah. But, you know, that's all I'll say.
I'll throw you down the effing stairs. Okay. You might get your ass whooped, Chris Cuomo. You better be careful what you wish for. Old skinny ass.
Yeah, the National Review writes, Mafia stereotypes understandably strike a nerve with older Italian Americans. Calling Cuomo Fredo definitely wasn't a compliment, but his reaction wasn't appropriate either. And he did tweet that out. Truth is, I should be better than guys baiting me. And that's the thing. You know, sometimes you have to learn that. But are we really going to push everything into, this is racial,
right,
somehow?
I don't see that. And apparently there was an interview where he referred to himself as Fredo. I think this dude was just, he was drunk or he was.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
So if you decide to call me Fredo, I will not go off on you and want to fight you.
Okay, Fredo.
It's okay. Somebody said, just drove through a tornado crossing I-10 in Channelview now. Really?
What?
Huh. 832 says, shoot, I'm Italian. I'd rather be called Fredo than Granato. Interesting. So, yeah, listen, I would, in a perfect world, which, you know what?
That's where we live,
screw,
a perfect
screw that.
World.
We're never having a perfect world. In a decent world, you know, it'd be cool if we didn't get all pissed off over something silly like that and make an issue of it and have it go viral.
That's what we do.
But the problem is,
that's what some people do.
And the reason why I'm kind of throwing those stories together is because, I mean, that's the new thing now, right? You need something to get attention and go viral. You know, Adrian with the reference from True Romance. Yeah, that obviously offended Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
When he... That's such a great scene. Dustin says, binge watch The Boys, and it was incredible. And Letterkenny is one of the funniest shows I've seen in years. Can't wait for the new season in October. Yeah, I'm not caught up on it, but I guess I'm into season 2 now of Letterkenny. Watched. They're only 30 minutes too, which is cool. But there's a bunch of stuff in that show where I just go, really, this is hilarious. But you got to pay attention because they talk so damn fast.
I don't like paying attention. I don't like listening to Canadians talk either.
Well, and then the other one I watched was that I've started Money Heist on a couple people's recommendations, and I'm too into that and so far interested. All right.
Yeah, you got a lot of TV time these days.
Well, I've been spending a lot of my days at home working, so I've been watching stuff then. And
so not really working. You're at home watching TV.
Well, no. The thing is, I'm doing sports map stuff, which I can do from home on my computer. And the other thing is, man, weekends, I know this is going to sound like I'm totally going lame, but I don't do anything on the weekends anymore.
Yeah.
I just stay home and we binge watch and I'll have a few drinks and that's about it. You know, and the older I get, the less I'm interested in going and doing stuff, which, you know, that's why we're getting this place. So I'll have a weekend place and I'm in the middle of nowhere and don't have to deal with anything.
There you go.
All right, and I'll have really nice hair by then because...
You're not combing your hair, though.
I'm not yet because it's still growing and it's still healing a little bit because it's been 2 weeks since I had the
you
procedure.
You look like a woman who's just had sex all the time.
Well,
your hair's all over the place.
You're half right. I probably look like a woman. But, guys, Dr. Linville can work wonders with your hair. And I was in that position where, all right, it's either time to shave it and go full-on bald, which I would not have looked good, or let's get something done. And I went through a bunch of different possibilities. And some of them were just ridiculously expensive. And some of them, they weren't even using your own hair. And it was just all this stuff. And I'm like, well, maybe this isn't for me. And then I met Dr. Linville. And what he does is take hairs from the back of your head. And he puts them where you're missing your hair. So like in my case, it was in the front. Wherever you're thinning. Just transplants your own hair. You can even redraw your hairline, which he did for mine, and it's much lower than it was, and it's going to get better as it grows out. And the cool thing is, almost every day I look up now and say, you know what, this looks even better. And how about this? He wants to help, okay? He's had the same thing done to himself, and his hair looks terrific. And if you're like, even if you're, man, if you're like turning 30 and you're looking at it going, hey, man, I need to get something done, Dr. Linville can help. Here's what you want to do, 975hair.com. How about this? He wants to help so much during the month of August, free consultation. So you have no excuse now not to go sign up, get your consultation. They can do it in person. They can do it virtually. See what they have to offer because it can change your life. Believe me, I already feel much better. I look much better, and it's not even close to what it's going to be. Free consultations just for ESPN listeners and the Blitzers. And once you talk to him, you'll find out he can make a difference in your life. It is worth it. 975hair.com. And plus, he just wants to help guys that were in the same spot I was in. And he can help you just like he got helped with his hair. 975hair.com. Dr. Linville. Free consultation for the rest of August.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Allstate Siding and Windows. AllstateSidingandWindows.com. That's where you go to check them out. If your house isn't energy efficient, you're losing money, man. You are losing dough. It's flying out the window. And if you've got old raggedy windows, guess what? 40% is what you could be losing. 40% of your energy bills. That's what you could be saving if you had new vinyl windows. They look great. If you're trying to sell your house, it's a great selling point. If you're not trying to sell your house, it's going to save you money on your electric bill. It's a great investment. What could you do with 40% of your electric bill? Plenty. Trust me, if your electric bill is anything like mine, plenty. No payments for 2 years, 25% off all window packages when you tell them AJ Hoffman sent you. They've got senior citizen cash discounts. They've got first responder and military discounts. These are the kind of people you want to work with, whether it's your siding, your windows, whatever you want to do. Allstate's got you covered. When you want to invest, choose the best. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things. Boy, it's raining here now, too. Of course, yeah. It's so dark here, we can't tell. So I went and walked it. It's coming down pretty bad. So be careful out there for those of you who are dealing with it. And a couple of people asked about, did I watch the show Lucifer? Yeah, I did. I think it's okay. I mean, I enjoyed it. A little too much teenage angst among the Celestials for my taste. But I thought it was a solid show. And I think if it doesn't come back, they ended it very well. So the first season on Netflix was pretty good. Yeah, there was thunder. I just heard it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do close out the show the way we do every Wednesday with some famous deaths. And we start off with, what the hell was that?
Oh, come on, Aaron.
Jeez.
Man.
Start off with Aaron's.
Play Kansas here.
Aaron's career. That's what we'll start off with. Glenn Campbell, most famous for the song Galveston, Oh Galveston. I still see your seaweeds in the water. Yeah. He passed away in 2017, the age of 81. That's a good run.
Not bad.
Going to give him a good run. Sharon Tate and Jerry Garcia, both dead on August 9th, one in 95, one in 69.
Yeah, not a good run for Sharon Tate.
No, 26, going to go with a fail. 53 for Jerry Garcia, considering how he lived. I'm going to go with decent run. Peter Cushing dies of cancer at 81. He was in Star Wars and Doctor Who. I don't remember him.
I don't think he had cancer. I think he died of overtraining.
It's possible. Yeah. Father of Brian Cushing.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah. Henry Fonda, dead at 77 in 1982. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, professional wrestler, dead at 63 in 2018.
63 is actually pretty good for a pro wrestler.
Yeah,
that's a... You hit 60. All right. Good job.
The pro wrestler equivalent of a normal person dying at 88,
yeah.
I would say. Alan Lanier, guitarist, vocalist for Blue Oyster Cult, dead in 2013.
You Blue Oyster Cult guy?
I'm a huge Blue Oyster Cult fan, but he's not. He wasn't my favorite. My favorite was Buck Dharma. And, yeah. All right. Sports figures. 1979, Walter O'Malley, owner of the Dodgers, who moved them to L.A., dead at 75. Frank Gifford, former player and broadcaster, dead at 84 in 2015. That's a good run. Here's a really good run. Phil Rizzuto, sportscaster, shortstop, 2007, 89. How's that for a run?
Phil Rizzuto? It's two Billy Madison references in 1 week for those of you.
Yeah, and I haven't watched Billy Madison in years, so... Ordinarily, I just kind of ignore the popes, but I kind of like this one's name. In 1048, Pope Damasus II, also known as Papo.
Okay.
He reigned for only 23
Papo the clown.
Days. He reigned.
He was a clown. He was a clown pope.
Well, and he reigned only for 23 days, and then he popped right off. And then there's a Sixtus IV.
Okay.
Also known as Francesco della Rovere.
Francesco.
And
della Rovere.
Innocent the 11th.
Which, Innocente.
Let's be honest, none of these guys
Benedetto
are innocent.
Benedetto Odescalchi.
Odescalchi. Don't call him Fredo. All right.
Benedetto.
Robert Goddard, American rocket pioneer.
This is the guy who was the flat earther. Wile E. Coyote of flat earther.
Yeah, Robert Wile E. Coyote Goddard, 62. And then Jack Ryan, inventor of the Barbie doll and Hot Wheels. Wait a minute, I thought he was a shadow recruit. Yeah. He also invented Barbie and Hot Wheels.
Are they not doing another season of that?
I haven't heard yet. I'd like to see it. It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. H.G. Wells in 1946. William Randolph Hearst, 1951, dies at 88. His family owned my old employer. All right. Here's your best deaths. 2008, Bernie Mac.
That's a good one.
50 years old. Man, it's already been 5 years since Robin Williams died.
Yeah.
63. In 30 B.C., Cleopatra. I did not know her last name was Philopator.
Philpot.
Cleopatra. David Philpot?
Yeah.
Hooked up with Cleopatra?
That's David Philpot's mom.
Oh, okay. 1995, Mickey Mantle, dead at 63.
One of my favorites.
One of the all-time drinking champions, too.
No doubt.
And finally, Les Paul in 2009, inventor of, my guitar, 94 years old. All right.
No porn stars dead.
No
this
porn
week.
Stars.
It was I a, mean, good for them.
It was a
bad
good,
for us.
Yeah, good week for the porn stars, bad week for the Blitz. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Excellent job today, Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you, sir.
Aaron, you were kicking ass right up until the end, so I'm going to give you an A. Could have been an A+. That was okay. We'll do it tomorrow. It's party day. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.